Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I will read in Jesus' name a very familiar story of the parable of the prodigal son from the 15th chapter of the Gospel to Luke. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh up to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he, answering, said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Here and there again, we receive from media, or we can read or see how someone who is missing is missed. The authorities ask to contact them if this person is seen. It may be an elder who, for his illness, is not in full control of his life. He perhaps does not have someone who takes care of him, but leaves on his own way and does not know how to find his own home. It may be a small child who is not able to be cared for by his parents, and this child is straying, lost on the streets and alleys, and then can be asked from a different perspective, have you ever been lost in life, in your life? I mean here only normal, to be lost in a normal sense, perhaps in the forest. Have you ever felt yourself to be lost? We people have been given a special gift from God that we can leave from our own property into the nearby forest and be lost. Unto me has been given such a gift that I can fairly well here in cities that I normally don't have to look at the GPS navigator to, even in strange cities, how to find my way up ramps, which ramps to take to find my destination. And I fare fairly well in the woods. But sometimes has happened in the forest. It has come fog or a snowfall that I have felt fear that I have been lost. To be physically lost on the part of many is true. But in our time, are even more so these people who feel in their own lives to be spiritually lost. In the difficult situations in their lives are so difficult that they do not know what is their life and how they can fare. When a lost elder is found and his near dear ones are worried about them, they feel joy that this elder has been found and much joy is found on behalf of those children who are found alive. And surely that Elder One knows to rejoice even through that illness, perhaps. And how joyful is that child to be found, and how joyful you can be when you find your way onto people when you have been lost in the forest. The joy of the finder is great. And to be found, can you feel great joy? We cannot say which is greater, that you can experience the joy of the finder, or you can experience to be found. Here in the 15th, beginning of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, are three parables. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost piece of silver, who Leo, our brother Leo, spoke of, and then this parable of the lost son, or the prodigal son. All of these parables speak of the same issue, of the joy of the finder and the joy to be found. I mentioned shortly that here in this time, many are not only physically lost, and perhaps in no way physically lost, but they may experience spiritually in their own lives, in the control of their lives, to be lost. They do not perhaps know why I am in this world. What is my value as a person? What is my significance or meaning to live this life? This unwellness which is found in the lives of man, not only in our society and not only in our country, but this sickness is found all over. In what way does this situation connect to this parable of the prodigal son? I would think that the story of this prodigal son is perhaps the most or the best picture of this world, of this time, in which the man created by God atoned through the precious blood of the crucified Lord Jesus wanders lost, wanders unhappily seeking, where is my home? The prodigal, or the parable of this prodigal son, there were two sons. They were the sons of a fairly wealthy father, a father who had wealth, and the sons who knew in time sooner or later that this wealth would be theirs, but the younger son wished to receive his portion of his father's wealth to be his as soon as possible, and he asked for his portion from his father, and his father gave it unto him. And at the same time, we can say he left into the world to seek luck or seek happiness. He had much wealth, money to use to live in the way he wished. But then at some point he noticed that everything was lost. He had spent his wealth in entirety. He was in a foreign land, in the midst of foreign people. He did not have any family nor any true friends. And even more, in that foreign land came a great famine. In the time of this society in which Jesus placed this parable, famine was a danger to the life of man. This son had to seek a way to find or to earn money to fare in that famine. And he found a farm where he was placed to take care of pigs. And when he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, no man gave unto him. Using the terminology of this day, that this boy had fell to the bottom of his life, and Jesus writes that when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger," and makes a decision that I will go to my father, that I don't want to be a son, but he could be a servant unto his father. That would be sufficient for him. When a person travels in the way of this son, perhaps it is not so dramatic in every person's life, but there are many people. There are many people who have experienced something similar. Jesus does not tell this parable of the prodigal son only to teach of the life, the temporal life, but in this parable he states how one can spend that gift of life in the wrong way. How can one use their life or live their life wrong? This life which God has given us. And thus happens always when one does not live in the home of their father, does not live in the unity of that kingdom which God has placed as his kingdom on this earth, in which you can be cared for by the Father and by the home, so that they would not find it necessary to seek happiness from the world. This prodigal son, did not keep this wealth that he received, this inheritance, but he wasted it, and wasted also much of his life. But when he then, there in those situations of life, noticed where he had found himself, he experienced or felt that now is the time to pause. And he made the decision that he will return unto his father, to the home of his father, as a servant. Jesus did not tell this parable in such a way that this was not just a decision of the son, that he would go to better his life, to seek security, to, when he makes this decision, or when he tells himself where he finds himself, he says unto his father when they met, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." This son knew that the life that he led was not only slightly lost, but the worst thing was this, that he had left, gone away, and sinned against heaven and his father. We, in the midst of our lives, we have lived seen how many children of believing homes have traveled the way of the prodigal son. And there are many homes in which pray of this, that this lost one, this child, would find their way back home. When here at these Opus Dei services been spoke of the significance of the work done here at the Opus Dei to support the lives of living faith, that we would keep in the midst of this enticing world, there in the background is is sent the message unto the prodigal son and daughter that the doors of the Father's home are always open. A message that when the Father sees his child returning, they are ready to run and enclose, embrace them, kiss them, to show in all ways that love which the Heavenly Father has toward his created human children. No person is before God. It does not matter how far lost he has been. He is not before God unworthy, but this prodigal son, prodigal child, God searches and calls and wishes to lead them back to the home of the Father. Even today, when we have held these services, in each sermon has been remembered or reminded that if you, perhaps, who are listening, a child of from a believing home, or perhaps one who has been born into an unbelieving home, but if you are awakened, find yourself. You do not have to lead a life and that lost unto you is open, that possibility that the doors of the kingdom of God are open unto each prodigal child that the Heavenly Father can give sins forgiven. There are many children of God even today that can tell their own story of a prodigal child, in what way they have been able to find their way back into the home of the Father. There are believing. There are children of believing homes. There are children who do not know anything of Christianity, but God in his wondrous way has led them into his kingdom, in which is life and salvation offered. When the prodigal son finds his way back to his father's home, the father receives him with great love and forgiveness. And when the son says that I am no more worthy to be called thy son, the father commands his servants to bring, to dress him in those robes and those garments that show him that he is worthy to be called his son, and that no one would doubt that the son has received everything which he lost, not only his worthiness as a person, but often is spoken of that it has lost value or worth of a life when somebody's life goes off the rails. But it is not a question only of the worthiness or value of one's life when one finds or can return to the kingdom of God. But first it is a question that they can receive that life which God has meant for us can receive that name of a child of God, and with this, unto them is returned that value or worthiness which they lost in the hard world. In this time, the way of life is often in this way, that the way of life brings onto such paths that the worth is worth of, or the value of one's life is lost, and it is difficult to return that to that calling voice of the gospel, the call of the kingdom of God. The proclamation of the gospel is not in this way stated or preached that they can correct their ways, the way of life. In the teachings of Jesus, it spoke of repentance here in this parable of the prodigal son. The son can receive the grace of repentance. Martin Luther experienced in his own way the life of the prodigal son when he found the living kingdom of God and repentance. He, through his own works and with others, wished to shake up the work of the church and return it to its in its first teachings. And even our church, the confession or the creed of Augustus states that what repentance signifies. The Augsburg Confession says in this way that Christ commands us to proclaim the gospel in his name and proclaim or forgive sins. And we know that we are all sinful. And at the same way, it offers the righteousness of Jesus, which we can receive through faith. The sermon of forgiveness or repentance It happens if it happens according to the promises of Christ that we are through his works. This sermon of repentance is yet proclaimed today. It is at the center of our sermons, and it means that if today, if one who has found their way on that prodigal son's path, if you can find yourself to be lost, now there is a possibility to return unto the home of the Father. You can believe, just as you find yourself in that life that you find yourself, sinful life, in the name and blood of Jesus, you have permission to believe your sins forgiven. Christ has atoned your sins and paid for them on the cross. And that we wish to pray that as many as possible children, prodigal children, can experience the way of repentance. But here was still this other son there in the home of the father. Was a great celebration. It is a great time of celebration when one finds their way into the home of the father. The joy is the same for that who finds their way back, as the one who has found them. But there in the home of the father was still this other son. He was in the fields at work. He was an obedient worker according to the wishes of his father. But when he returns from his work, he asks from the servant that what is happening? Why is there a celebration? And he was able to hear that his brother had returned. He had returned with nothing, but had returned to the place of a son. But this older son then no longer wishes to go inside, and he tells unto the servant, but no, unto his father, when his father comes to try to get him to return to his, come inside. He said, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. In other words, it is good to notice where Jesus spoke this parable. He had just before these parables, according to Luke, with the publicans and other sinful people. He had eaten and drank in their midst. He had returned these lost ones into his flock. And the Pharisees did not like this. They were greatly offended by it. Dear friends, this is a good reminder that in the kingdom of God, we cannot leave or go to there that one who has lost everything is not able to return. For here in the kingdom of God are only great sinners. Each one of us is a great sinner. And if we would have such a mind that I am better than the others, then I find myself in the place of that elder son, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. They knew the scriptures. They were those who were found in their own self-righteousness. They did not like that, or they were against that all sins were given through grace. In their minds, it was too cheap of a grace according to their beliefs. We are brothers and sisters of this prodigal son, each one of us. We are sinful, but pardoned through Jesus and believing our sins forgiven. We are here in this joyful celebration in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God is always held this joyful celebration. This celebration which we keep here, it is not perfect, but that which was will held and sees no end, which will be held in heaven, is perfect. And toward that we travel, remain with secure minds. Find yourselves as sinful to be righteous, believing sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Can I remain believing my own sins and temptations forgiven?